Seb Bishop is with us today, and we're talking about Toi Mahana, which is Wellington's largest provider of affordable and social housing. We're going to discuss now a new sort of $8.5 million support package aimed at helping tenants manage rent increases and stay securely housed. Seb Bishop with us today. Hey, Seb, tēnā koe. It's me, Dale, this end. Great to have a kōrero with you today, brother. Tēnā koe.
Oh, tēnā koe. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, for sure. It's a pleasure. Hey, I don't know a lot about Toi Mahana. Maybe you could just sort of give us an elevator picture, an overview of the mahi you guys do.
Yeah, sure thing. Te Toi Mahana, we've been around for about 3 years now, and we are Wellington's largest provider of affordable homes. We're a charity and a community housing provider here in Pōneke, and we provide homes to around 3,000 tenants in Wellington and support them and their wellbeing.
It's always a pretty vexed term, that affordable housing, because what's affordable to one is not for others. Up to 1,000 tenants are going to benefit from this $9 million fund. It's more like 8.5, but I'll use 9 just for ease of terms. Can you explain in simple terms how the rent support's going to work and what it means for tenants facing higher rents after housing upgrades, for instance, Seb?
Sure thing. Yeah, so like when we were established about 3 years ago, we took over the council's social housing management, and the tenants that came across to us pay about 70% of market rent. And so the council is also going to be upgrading these homes over the next 10 years. Some of these homes were built in the 60s and 70s and need a bit of a spruce up, so to speak. So the council is going to be upgrading those homes, which is great for our tenant farmer. It means their homes will be at a better quality. But a consequence is that the market rent of these homes will also increase. So while tenants still will only pay 70% of market rent, it will mean in some cases that there might be a significant jump in some of those rents. So that's why we're using this $8.5 million fund to support tenants adjust to those new rents over about 5 years.
Tēnā koe. Who threw up the $8.5
million? Good question. So the $8.5 million originated from central government. It came through to the Wellington City Council in about 2022 as part of the Three Waters program at that time. And so the council transferred us the fund, or $7.42 million, to recognise the discrepancy between the subsidy that the former council tenants receive and the more beneficial subsidy that new tenants can access over the last 3 years.
Some tenants, I guess, Seb, are going to be concerned that the support will eventually run out. What assurances can you give that people won't face financial hardship once the five-year subsidy period ends?
Yes, and look, we want to work with tenants and ensure that they have access to all the support available. And we will work with tenants to ensure that they are getting the maximum accommodation supplement from MSD. We also have additional support mechanisms in place, such as what we call the affordable rental limit, which is that if you're paying more than 35% of your income on rent and you're getting the maximum accommodation supplement from MSD, we will ensure that your rent is no more than 35% of your income. So we recognise that this, these rent increases will be challenging, and we want to make sure that we support our tenant whānau adjust in the first place, but then also make sure that they are getting access to all the other support that's available.
Tēnā koe. You've decided to keep the rent freeze for current tenants aged 80 and over, and those turning 80 in the next 5 years, but then close it to new entrants. Why was that decision made, and how have older people reacted to the change?
So look, the over 80s rent freeze has been something that we inherited from the Wellington City Council when they ran the social housing portfolio. And whilst, a rent freeze is great for those that receive it, it does come at a cost to everyone else. We want to better target our support to those that need it the most. And, you know, for some over 80s, that will include those whānau as well. But there will be certainly tenant who are aged under 80 who also need that targeted support. So we're going to phase out the over 80s rent freeze so we can better target our support. Importantly, though, we're using the fund to ensure that those tenants who are over 80 and are receiving that freeze at the moment, they will continue to have that rent freeze for the rest of their tenure with us. And if you are turning 80 in the next 5 years, those tenant whānau will also access this tenant rent freeze as well. So it's we're making sure the impact is not immediate and it's long signalled in advance.
Tēnā koe, Seb. I've enjoyed our conversation. Thanks, mate. I didn't know about the work of Toi Mahana, but it's important. I see that the organisation has ambitions to add maybe up to 500 affordable homes over the next 10 years or so. With housing affordability remaining such a major issue in Te Whanganui Atara, how do you balance investing in new housing developments while also supporting existing tenants with rising living costs, Seb?
Yeah, that's a good question. And we try and do both of those things. So we have 3,000 tenants, beautiful tenant whānau here in Pōneke, and we want to do our best to support them, live their lives and support their well-being. But we're also investing in new homes, and so we're very excited that we've got two new housing developments, one in Crofton Downs and the other in Tawa in the northern suburbs of Wellington, and we're very pleased that we've been given conditional approval to access the government's flexible funding for one of those developments. So it's a really positive sign for the mahi that our team are doing and a real positive sign for future tenants that will be housed with us. So that means it's likely they'll be able to access central government rental subsidies that will ensure that they can live in these beautiful new homes affordably.
Tēnā koe. There have been councils around the country, just to wrap us up, who've felt that being landlords is not really part of their sort of kaupapa going forward. You're comfortable that the council, through Toi Mahana, is providing safe, secure, long-term rental acom for those in need, Sep?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a good point. And to be clear, we're not part of the council, so we are an independent community housing provider and charitable trust. And so we lease the properties off the council and manage the tenancies on their behalf. And so we were set up, I guess, in part for that reason, to ensure that our tenants can access central government subsidy that's just not available for council tenants directly.
Nice meeting you, Seb. Thanks very much for sharing some time with us. And our peeps here on Irirangi Wāte, all the best with the mahi. And appreciate your thoughts. Tēnā koe, man. Thanks very much.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. Thanks, that's Seb Bishop from Te Toi Mahana, helping people in ACOM issues in the capital.